you. Lord, bless us all. So wonderful to be here together in the presence of the saints, gathered to learn what the Lord would have for us. So, love you. Okay, so if you would, please stand as we read the word of the Lord together. We're in Judges chapter 5. Judges 5. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying that the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when thou didst go out from Seir, when thou didst march from the field of Edom, the earth quaked, the heavens also dripped, even the clouds dripped water. The mountains quaked at the presence of the Lord. This Sinai at the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted, and travelers went by roundabout ways. The peasantry ceased. They ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose, until I arose, a mother in Israel. New gods were chosen. Then war was in the gates. Not a shield or a spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel, the volunteers among the people. Bless the Lord, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who travel on the road, sing. At the sound of those who divide flocks among the watering places, there they shall recount the righteous deeds of the Lord, the righteous deeds for his peasantry in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, sing a song. Arise, Barak, and take away your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then survivors came down to the nobles. The people of the Lord came down to me as warriors. From Ephraim, those whose root is in Amalek came down, following you, Benjamin, with your peoples. From Machir, commanders came down, and from Zebulun, those who wield the staff of office. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah. As was Issachar, so was Barak. Into the valley they rushed at his heels. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolves of heart. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds? To hear the piping for the flocks? Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead remained across the Jordan. And why did Dan stay in ships? Asher sat at the seashore and remained by its landings. Zebulun was a people who despised their lives even to death, and Naphtali also on the high places of the field. The kings came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan at Tanakh near the waters of Megiddo. They took no plunder in silver. The stars fought from heaven. From their courses they fought against Sisera. The torrent of Kishon swept them away, the ancient torrent, the torrent Kishon. O my soul, march on with strength. Then the horse's hoofs beat from the dashing of his valiant steeds. Curse Meroz, said the angel of the Lord, utterly curse its inhabitants, because they did not come to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the warriors. Most blessed of women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Most blessed is she of women in the tent. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. In a magnificent bowl she brought him curds. She reached out her hand for the tent peg, and in her right hand for the workman's hammer. Then she struck Sisera. She smashed his head, and she shattered and pierced his temple. Between her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay. Between her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell dead. Out of the window she looked and lamented, the mother of Sisera, through the lattice. Why does his chariot delay in coming? Why do the hoofbeats of his chariot tarry? Her wise princesses would answer her. Indeed, she repeats her words to herself. Are they not finding, are they not dividing the spoil? A maiden, two maidens for every warrior. To Sisera, a spoil of dyed work, a spoil of dyed work embroidered, dyed work of double embroidery on the neck of the spoiler. Thus let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its might. And the land was undisturbed for 40 years. Thus reads the word of God. You may be seated. Judges 5:1-3. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, that the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Today, we are witness to that which should happen in the course of the Lord's people every day as he proves himself glorious in his victorious dealings with us. His name is to be exalted. The greatness of the Lord is to be proclaimed. One of the tremendous means of humanity to praise the Lord is with the song that he gives us. I wonder how many of us have really taken the time to consider the fact that our ability to sing the chorus of the Lord is a stupendous gift that we have received from him. I'm not saying that every one of us has been given a singing voice that would make the angelic host perk up and listen. However, we each have been given a heart and a spirit in whom the music of the Lord's creation wells up and needs to burst forth in a crescendo of utter surrender unto him for our delight in his beneficence. We can listen and hear the way that nature calls forth the glory of the Lord in the universe that surrounds us. We hear it in the songs and the cries of the birds and the animals, the recorded singing of the sea creatures, the vibrant sounds of the earth in the booming of thunder and the crackle of lightning. It is inherent in the sound of the rain and the rushing of water cascades, the roar of the crashing waves, and the quiet whispering breezes. It is all the proclamation that the Lord is the creator of heaven and earth. There are the varied and manifold clamor of the heavens above and the depths of the earth beneath. All becomes a crescendoed harmony of the adoration and proclamation and deafening exaltation of the one by whom everything has come into being. We, as the people of God, are called to add our voice to the billowing declarations of song and music and triumphant adulation to our Lord God Almighty. Those times of victory are the impetus throughout the Scripture of that which is to be in evidence and manifested through the triumphant chorus of the majesty of Adonai, Jehovah, Yahweh, the Lord God Creator and Sovereign over all that he made. This is proclaimed by the Lord in His word to us. We are commanded to sing forth His praises. I will share the following verses from the Amplified Bible just for the expressed fullness of how we are to proclaim the majesty and the glory and the joy of the Lord. This is manifestly declared in Psalm 66, 1 and 2. Psalm 66, 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth the honor and the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. This decree is reinforced again and again and again in Scripture. Consider Psalm 95, 1 through 6. Psalm 95, 1 through 6. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights and strength of the hills are also His. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker in reverent praise and supplication. As well, read this proclamation in Psalm 98, 4 through 9. Psalm 98, 4 through 9. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy. Yes, sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and with the lyre and the voice of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands together. Let the hills sing for joy before the Lord, for He is coming to judge and rule the earth. With righteousness He will judge and rule the world and the peoples with equity. This summarizes the point unto which we are trying to come into conformity as the people who belong to the Lord. We are daily learning of His ways and His faithfulness and His provision and His protection and His guidance and His peace and His comfort and His righteousness, and His holiness, and His sovereignty. It all proceeds forth as each day unfolds. We see Him operating in the smiles and hear the echo of His voice in the joy-filled voices of our children, of our parents and our friends and our siblings and our fellowship. The natural world, as we have mentioned, shows forth to those who are looking and willing to acknowledge the Lord's creative being all the manifold and intricate wellsprings of His design and His function and His artistic radiance. It is our place within the confines of this physical realm to give forth our choral appreciation and thanksgiving and delight and honor unto Him. This need not be in terms of what man regards as that which delights our ears. It is to be a wholehearted, joy-filled, and infused, dedicated ministry of all that is within us, bursting forth without any hindrance of what others might think of us and our abilities to sing. This is, after all, so often the bottleneck to what is trying to exude forth from us in unhindered exaltation of our God. We are not free to sing the songs of our hearts because we are so often concerned about what others will think of our joy-filled expression of love and adoration unto God. We are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It is to be the absolute express exaltation of Him in whom we are so enamored as to lose any consideration of ourselves. We are to be filled with a completely focused effort to bring glory and honor and blessing and joy and delight to our God. That requires that our hearts are set on this purpose. It necessitates that we are obeying the prompting of the Holy Spirit from within to release that song of worship to the absolute and unconstrained and unimpeded glory of God surrounding us. We are probably lost right now in the thoughts of how this is easy to say, but difficult to bring forth. There are all those considerations of self-consciousness and the self-imposed reality check that some of our voices do not blend well with others. However, let us call to mind one for whom this was the only way she knew how to give perfect praise unto the Lord. If you will remember those who knew our daughter Leah, there was no way that she could be stopped from a complete expression of the love that she wanted to convey to the Lord. She couldn't speak distinctly. She couldn't hold any tune or maintain any timing or harmony or any such thing. But she did continually burst forth with that love-infused sound which had to thrill the Lord. It was a joyful noise in every sense of the concept. It was pure, and it was intended to cause God to understand that she loved Him with all her heart. She communicated the core of her entire being in those noises which absolutely blessed and honored and brought the delight of glorious worship into the presence of the Lord and into the presence of His people on this earth. I'm positive that God delighted in her expressions of love unto Him in her joyful noise of song. I know that many of us in this fellowship were so blessed and honored to join her in the joy of her singing forth his praises with all her heart and all her being. When we see the hand of the Lord moving in our lives, in the lives of our loved ones, within the lives of the fellowship, and within the evidence of his mighty work within the confines of this entire creation, we should find ourselves bursting forth with a glorious and joy-infused song of worship and praise unto God. This was fully in evidence in the hearts of Moses and the people when the Lord opened the Red Sea for their safe passage and then closed it upon their pursuers. This is recorded in Exodus 15, 1 through 13, if you would please turn to it. Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 13. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them, they went down into the depths like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellence, thou dost overthrow those who rise up against thee. Thou dost send forth thy burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. And at the blast of thy nostrils, the waters are piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy mighty wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Thou didst stretch out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. In thy loving kindness thou hast led the people whom thou hast redeemed. In thy strength thou hast guided them to thy holy habitation. Notice how throughout this song of Moses, it is the Lord who is proclaimed. And he is proclaimed as the victorious warrior who defeated the enemies of his chosen people. Every focus is on the fact that the Lord God Jehovah had purposed and planned and carried out that which was his righteous and holy and miraculous work within the humanity whom he had created. It is all a song and a testament to the glory of God to undertake and to perform such a marvelous and astounding work of salvation. He deserves all the praise and all the adoration and all the glory from those whom he has rescued unto himself, and from all those who are witness to the unfolding of his omnipotent and omniscient deeds. Everything is centered in the fact of the Lord's loving kindness being expressed to those whom he had chosen to be his people on this earth. It is one thing to read the song of Moses because of our understanding of the relationship that Moses had with the Lord God Almighty. He was surely dedicated to the Lord in a manner which few can deign to understand or realize. We may think that because of Moses' special relationship with Jehovah, he could sing the praise unto the Lord in a manner beyond the scope of our abilities. However, just a couple of verses later, the Lord's glory is pronounced by the women, led by Miriam, the sister of both Moses and Aaron. There was jubilation and joy and dancing from those who were witness from within the tents of the tribes as the women broke forth freely into their unhindered and joyous adoration of the Lord God Jehovah. Consider Exodus 15, 20 and 21. Exodus 15, 20 and 21. And Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. And Miriam answered them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea." All the people, not just Moses, expressed their urgent and upwelling need to give the Lord acclaim for the entirety of what he had done for them in his mighty and miraculous victory over that pursuing army of Egypt. They had witnessed such a tremendous outpouring of his love unto them in battle. They had to celebrate in absolute rejoicing together his goodness and his grace unto them. We will also find in Numbers 21, 16 and 17 that all the people raised up the chorus of another song that was sung unto the Lord for the provision of that which sustained them throughout their wandering in the wilderness. He provided the vital water as they traversed through that dry and parched land. The nation rejoiced in that, as we always should. Every time, in every day, as the Lord makes his provisions for us, our hearts and our mouths should be filled with the same songs of adoration, cascading forth as if water from the springs of his provision. Numbers 21, 16 and 17. And from there they continued to Beer, that is the well where the Lord said to Moses, "Assemble the people that I may give them water." Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing to it." Their hearts were filled with thanksgiving for the Lord's manifestly abundant meeting of their most earnest physical needs. Therefore, they sang to the glory of God as so expressed in the water that he brought forth for the sustenance of their parched lips. They rejoiced in their refreshment in the operation of His grace and His mercy for them. Have we ever sung to the Lord with all our hearts as He has worked out so many things in His plan in our lives? When we have received of the bounty of His grace and His mercy, have we lost ourselves in songs of adoration unto Him? It may be in those times of His dealing with our physical needs for food and shelter and clothing. It might be in those times when He has opened the treasury of heaven in the provision of our parentage, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, and our fellowship. He works so fully and so wonderfully in so many and varied ways that our hearts should be in constant praise and worship unto Him for who He is and all that He has done. Another wondrous example of this is the song of Hannah with regard to the son Samuel, with whom the Lord had blessed her. She had cried out to the Lord for a child, for a son to cherish and to love and to dedicate to the Lord for His work. When the Lord opened her womb and she delivered the child Samuel, her heart was abundantly filled with joy. Then, when it was time to carry out the promise of her heart unto the Lord, that Samuel would be the Lord's instrument to use as the Lord deemed fit, that utter joy was expressed from the fullness and the depth of her heart. Please open to 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verses 1 through 10. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exults in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides thee, nor is there any rock like our God. Boast no more so very proudly. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and with Him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are shattered, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for bread, but those who were hungry cease to hunger. Even the barren gives birth to seven, but she who has many children languishes. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low. He also exalts. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with nobles and inherit a seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and He set the world on them. He keeps the feet of His godly ones, but the wicked ones are silenced in darkness, for not by might shall a man prevail. Those who contend with the Lord will be shattered. Against them He will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and He will give strength to His king and will exalt the horn of His anointed." We have read some of the songs of the ancients as they expressed their hearts of wonder and esteem and glory and thanksgiving unto Adonai. Lord willing, we will continue to view and to hold dear and join in with more of these wondrous choruses, which declare the joy and the majesty and the honor of the Lord God Almighty. He alone is worthy of all praise and all adoration. So be it. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying that the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, "Bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel." Amen. And the Lord bless us this week, as He always does.